Crew, let's ranch it up. After this, of course. Limousine, Limflex, Angus, Semicross, genetics built for calving ease, growth, and profitability. Crew, that is Reynolds Land and Cattle. Friday, March 20th at the ranch in Sanford, Colorado, 60 yearling bulls, 32-year-old bulls, and 10 yearling open heifers from the top cut of the herd.
All bulls are pap tested, fertility tested, and trick tested, ready to go to work for you.
Full details available at ranchchannel.com and reynoldslandandcattle.com. Reynolds Land in cattle, performance you can count on. It's the sale worth waiting for. CK Bar Ranch. Simmental and Simangus bulls designed to add pounds and profit to your program, where bulls offer the best of both worlds with proven calving ease and growth to maternal strength. Join the CK Bar Ranch crew Friday, April 3rd at St. Ange Livestock in St. Ange, South Dakota. Bid and buy online at DV Auction, and videos, catalogs, and sale information available at ranchchannel.com and ckbarranch.com. Join us April 3rd in St. Ange, South Dakota for a powerful set of bulls ready to go to work for you.
RanchChannel.com. Bull sales, Western events, product information right at your fingertips on the ultimate cowboy-friendly platform. Want to follow up-to-date markets? RanchChannel.com. No need to dig for information on all these different websites. It's all right there on RanchChannel.com.
Good day, everyone. Welcome to your short go daily dose of Ranch It Up. I'm Jeff Tigger Earhart.
And I'm Rebecca Warner, a.k.a. Beck.
This one made me chuckle because this one is for both the guys and the gals. It's National Worship Your Tools Day. So a lot of times you think of the guys, and I'm fussy. Everything's got to be in its place, especially when it comes to tack. Everything's got to hang a certain way. But I thought of your mom, especially because when you were younger, you said that your dad had his set of tools, that her set of tools for the projects that she was working on. And no one was allowed to touch your mom's tools.
Oh, this was legit. Okay. When I was about sixth grade, my parents built a big shop on the ranch so that we could, of course, put equipment in, work on it. And in the middle of the shop, my mom had one side was her side of the shop and dad's was the other. And you didn't dare touch mom's tools if you did not put them back where they belonged. Was there some payment to be paid?
Did you get to use them, though? Did you have to ask permission?
Or permission,
did you,
yes.
You get the whole spiel before that you had to put it back and all that?
No, I did get to use them, but I had to ask for permission.
But I agree with your mom because there needs to be that standing rule, especially if somebody is fussy like me and everything's got its place, that you need to ask permission before you use it and put it back.